one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Good morning, Darren.
Hixonia, just how much does a company's culture affect the employees?
Well, it has to affect the employees, because if you describe company culture as a set of values and traditions and behaviors that make up its personality, it's going to affect you, because you're working in this company whose culture could be a lack of transparency, or whose culture could be no investment in people. And so you have to be concerned about the culture of the company, because it's going to have a direct impact on how you work. And so we always advise that you try and study the culture of the company before you even join. And today it's so much easier, because apart from knowing people who work for that company, you can read the company's annual report, and it reveals a lot about the company's culture and behavior and attitudes. You can go on to LinkedIn sites, and these days people talk about their companies. So if they're proud of their company, they will be on LinkedIn or on Facebook saying, so proud that my company, you know, delivered 6,000 blankets to homeless people during this bad weather. Or they will say, so disappointed that my company did X, Y, and Z. And so you can gather so much about a company's culture from today's social media platforms. How it's going to affect you is, if we take, for instance, the example of a company where there's no transparency, you never know what the strategy is. You never know where you fit into things. It could also affect you if it is a company whose values do not include respect for people, dignity of people, where the boss shouts at you, you know, in front of your colleagues, or shouts at you in front of your even customers. I mean, I've had people say to me, you know, I was just so humiliated in front of a customer. I know that even as a board member, I've had to intervene where I've watched a CEO demean the PA in front of the rest of the board. And so it speaks a lot to the culture of a company and how it's going to affect you, because you can't operate at your best level in a company where you feel disrespected or where you feel there is no inclusivity. And all of those things are part of the culture of a company and how it affects you. There are also examples of a culture of a company where the value is about try and cover up. So don't expose our mistakes. And that also is part of the culture of a company where mistakes will be swept under the rug. And you see a lot of that in the culture of our government, for instance, where people are not encouraged to speak up when they see things that are not right, not necessarily corrupt, but things that are not right, like people arriving late for work, people not being good, not doing the work they're supposed to do, people taking breaks, you know, when there's a long queue at a licensing department. That's all about culture.
Well, I suppose the good news is, no matter how old your company is, it's never too late to change your culture.
No, it isn't. And a company culture can change just like that.
Yep.
With the coming of a new leader, either for good or for bad. You know, I've seen it swing both ways, where a really good leader with strong values and a strong respect for people, a strong, you know, concept of purpose, and, you know, the fact that the company exists for much more than just making a profit. You get a leader like that, and it just changes everyone, because they direct the compass of the company, and they set what we call the tone at the top, which then gets the whole organization rallying behind. But you can also get a leader who comes in and changes all of that, and we've seen it in the country, how culture can just change with a change of leadership. It can change for the good, or it can change for the bad. But leadership has a direct impact, but so do employees. If they feed back to the company the things that they see. I don't know whether you've even seen recently in the UK where employees of a company actually went on a protest because they didn't like the way their company is engaging with policies around immigrants and homeless people and that. So it's not only about leadership. Employees can themselves impact the culture of their organization more positively by speaking out more bravely and taking a stance on issues more openly.
I like it. Thank you, Hixo.
Thank you.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.